After Alaska Airlines unveiled a new look last month for their airplanes and website, many Alaska natives took offense to the phrase, "Meet our Eskimo." The controversy sparked a new round of conversations about what the word Eskimo means to Alaska natives. KYUK's Charles Enoch reports.
Alaska Airlines unveiled their new airplane and website designs late last month. Both prominently feature the familiar face of a smiling Alaska Native elder. The website also included the phrase "Meet our Eskimo," which was quickly changed to "Meet the Eskimo." But does the change go far enough?
I would rather be called Inupiaq, because that's what I am, and my children are Yupik.
That was Blossom Twitchell from Kotzebue.
I want them to be able to connect to their culture, and people won't group us in as little people that live in igloos and give little Eskimo kisses all the time. We are so much more than that. We have culture and traditions that have been passed down for generations, and I don't believe the word Eskimo does our heritage justice.
After the Alaska Airlines redesign incident, Twitchell decided to take it a step further by starting a petition asking the Bureau of Indian Affairs to stop identifying people's ethnicity as Eskimo in federal paperwork. As of Thursday afternoon, the petition had over 50 supporters. And much like the familiar face on the tail of the Alaska Airlines planes, no one seems to have a definitive answer on where the word Eskimo came from. An article by University of Alaska Fairbanks linguist Lawrence Kaplan said the word meaning eater of raw meat might have been given to the Inupiaq people by Western explorers. The article also says the Canadian version of the word could have come from an Ojibwa word meaning knitter of snowshoes. The word isn't used much in Canada as it's considered offensive by many Inuit in the country, but Alaska Natives say they have been using the word for a while. Nils Alexi is a Yupik elder from Bethel.
In my first memories, we used Eskimo when referring to ourselves or each other. Then, along the way, we started using the word Yupik to describe ourselves.
I'm a Yupik.
Alexei's like many Yupiks interviewed for this story that are accustomed to the term and have no firm position about whether it's appropriate or not. Other Yupik elders, however, don't like the term. Dr. Teresa John is an associate professor for Indigenous Studies at UAF.
If we stop using the names other people give us, they will understand. Our ancestors were proud to be Yupik and were strengthened by their way of life. They wanted us, their descendants, to keep our tradition alive, not to act like it's not there, but to understand it and to live it.
John also added the word Eskimo isn't part of the Yupik language or originally any native language in Alaska. Tiffany Zelkowski from Anchorage and the former mayor of Bethel sent a letter to the Alaska Airlines expressing her disappointment about their website statements and invited them to participate in the Racial Equity Summit sponsored by the First Alaskans Institute. Alaska Airlines CEO Brad Tilden released a statement apologizing on behalf of the company for the insensitive reference. The airline ultimately changed their website greeting, completely removing the word Eskimo, and stated they are looking forward to working together with the Alaska Native community to ensure their actions reflect their respect for all Alaska Natives and Alaskans alike. Like most native languages in Alaska, the words Yupik and Inupiaq both mean real person, but what the word Eskimo is not so clear-cut and means different things to different people. For more information and links to sources cited in this story, visit kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.